My name is Elvira Mabin, and I'm a resident of the Eflin Cheeks community, and I retired from the Orange County Health Department as a deputy register after 32 years of service. And I'm currently the president of United Voices of Eflin Cheek and one of the founding members of the organization. I'm also the past president of the Northern Orange NAACP and at present the membership chair. Finally, I am the co-investigator of the research study of We Are Brothers Keeper, and I will be your moderator for this full session of Partnering with Rural Black Churches to Promote Men's Cardiovascular Health, a We Are Brothers Keeper. There is no relationships to disclose. The purpose of the Brothers Keepers Project is to document the use of cultural tools such as scripture, sermons, song, and corporate prayer of local churches in rural county of North Carolina in order to create a church-based intervention for African-American men with heart disease. With the guidance and activities of a male lay health advisor called Navigators, we will assist men who have been diagnosed with heart disease to adhere to their heart disease care plan. This project, which is funded by the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute and the National Center of Minority Health and Health Disparities, began in September of 2007 and is projected to end December of 2010. As I mentioned earlier, the Brothers Keepers Project takes place in a county of Central North Carolina and is 60% rural. Nearly 14% of the county's population is Black. Males account for 47.4% of the population, of whom 6,038 are African American, age 18 and older. According to the Office of Minority Health, Black men are 30% more likely to die from heart disease than whites. Finally, the State Center for Health Statistics states that the race and gender-specific age-adjusted mortality rate per 100,000 population for heart disease for minority men is 13% higher than it is for Caucasian men and 45% higher for stroke disease in this county of North Carolina. At the time that the grant was written, these were the partners involved: United Voices of Eflin Cheeks, UNC Cecil G. Shepp Center for Health Services Research, UNC Center for Health Promotion and Disease Prevention, Shaw University Divinity School, the Institute for Health, Social, and Community Research at Shaw University, and the Orange County Health Department. Currently, there are approximately 18 members within the consortium. UVE established a partnership with UNC when the Community-Based Public Health Initiative was formed in 1990. This initiative was funded by the Kellogg Foundation, and we were one of the seven community academic health agency partnerships in the nation. This established relationship led us to engage in two research projects, one that focused on prostate cancer and the current one focusing on heart disease among men. As we have continued to work with each other on health issues that were important to the community, we found it necessary to collaborate in a way that would foster an equal partnership. We have developed the Brothers Keepers Project to be a community-based participatory research project that makes every effort to engage all partners in every aspect of the study. One way we did this was by creating the five committees that were formed to address the different components of the study according to a memorandum of understanding that we also created. The memorandum of understanding was established to have all stakeholders in agreement about how we operate on the project as partners and to have each partner have the option to have representation on each of the five committees. The committees that were formed are as follows: the Publication and Dissemination Committee, the Conflict Resolution Committee, the Intervention Committee, the Evaluation Committee, and the Budget Committee. There are two aims for the Brothers Keepers Project. The first one is to assess and characterize organizational readiness to engage in nutrition-related disparity research in 26 rural Black churches in Central North Carolina by their use of current culture tools and current health promotion policies and practices. And the second one is to design, implement, and evaluate a male lay health advisor intervention protocol to improve dietary intake, physical activity, and adherence to heart disease care plan among African-American men at risk for or diagnosed with heart disease or stroke within the four largest Black churches, church congregations in Central North Carolina, with a fifth Black church of comparable size serving as a comparison. The purpose of the session is to, one, describe an innovative protocol for conducting and analyzing participant observation pertaining to the influence of the rural Black church context on African-American men's health disease outcomes. Two, discuss participant observation findings that reveal ways that rural Black churches can engage rural African-American men in improving men's health heart disease outcomes. Three, differentiate secular training of lay health advisors from that which is informed by biblical principles. I'll tell you the joke about that later. Identify lessons learned from the process evaluation of training African-American men to serve as lay health advisors to improve adherence to heart disease care. And five, engage the audience in a feedback exchange of lessons learned about partnering with Black churches for African-American men's health promotion research and practice. We will have the following presenters present upon specific topics related to the project. Dr. Mimi Kim and Dr. Keon Gibbard will talk about applying a unique protocol for participant observation, observing the role of health in African-American rural churches. Following this presentation, Dr. Kim and Ms. Shola Dada will go into addressing cardiovascular disease in African-American rural churches, findings from a participant observation analysis. Then Dr. Jeannie Ng and Reverend Leonard Wims will present on the biblical principles and lay health advisor training, a Brothers Keepers pathway toward promoting African-American men's health. Finally, Mr. Muhammad Jala and Mr. Eddie Eubanks will discuss the process evaluation of a church-based lay health advisor training on cardiovascular disease. We will have 20 minutes at the end of our session to address questions and comments from the audience, so please hold all questions until then. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Mimi Kim, and I've been working on the Brothers Keeper Project now for just over 2 years. I came to the project with my qualitative expertise and found the project to be unique for several reasons. Today, I, along with my co-presenter, Keon Gilbert, will be discussing with you one of the unique qualitative protocols that we applied to this project using participant observation. We will be discussing our process of conducting several participant observations and the value of the technique and the validity of our findings. So before we begin our talk, we want to recognize all of our co-authors. I'd like to first acknowledge Dr. Jeannie Ng, the project PI for Brothers Keeper, Carol Burt and Lachelle Johnson, who conducted the analyses, Keon Gilbert, Mohamed Jalo, Ama Agyemeng, and Kevin Wu, who conducted the observations and assisted in the analysis, Shola Dada and Leonard Williams, who assisted in the study design and project management aspects, and Dr. Daniel Howard and Dr. Paul Godley, who are the export PIs under which Brothers Keeper falls. Now, Dr. Keon Gilbert will introduce himself.
Good afternoon. I'm Keon Gilbert. I'm an assistant professor at St. Louis University's School of Public Health. Previously, I was a Kellogg Health Scholar at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, working with the Brothers Keeper Project. and primarily working with the intervention and evaluation side.
Oh, I can't hear you.
Sorry.
All right.
That better?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have to say it again. For time's sake, we won't.
We do not have any relationships to disclose at this time. Today, we have three objectives in mind. First, we hope to identify the traditional aspects of participant observation for all of you. We'll also discuss the ways in which we conducted our observations that created a unique protocol and enhanced our findings by providing richer data, but also helped us to increase the validity of our findings and their potential implications. Finally, we'll also discuss the various ways in which we envision our findings to enhance the future design of interventions to address cardiovascular disease for Black men in faith-based communities. It is well known and well documented that African-American men have the highest mortality rate of heart disease and stroke in the U.S. Research suggests that by partnering with faith-based communities and various sources of social support, that there is a potential to significantly and positively impact health outcomes, particularly in terms of heart disease and stroke. The Brothers Keeper Project examined African-American church contexts through participant observation in the hopes of learning more about the various ways that church members interact, learn, and feel comfortable when discussing health issues. Our project is based on a community-based participatory research framework. With this in mind, our work with the communities is based on a culture of mutual respect and collaboration. We also chose to focus on heart disease and stroke because it's of great community importance, and we focused on this topic with the goal of bringing about social change while also eliminating health disparities.
Men, especially Black men, are largely missing from the research literature. As a result of this gap, we felt it necessary to better understand the social context, in particular, the church context of Black men, for several reasons. One, to characterize in what specific ways Black churches contribute to the development of masculine ideology. Secondly, identify people, internal church groups, and other modes that may be useful to disseminate health information and to understand what other leaders within these churches may be helpful with the Brothers Keeper intervention. Thirdly, to understand the various ways men participate and become involved in church activities, such as men's choirs or men's Bible study groups. And lastly, we also wanted to know what about the faith community lends itself to promoting healthy behavior specifically for men, and by doing so, identify ways that men utilize resources within the church, and also how men activate their faith to cope with stress, which can lead to a more comprehensive healing process that includes the mind, body, and soul. We conducted 22 participant observations in a variety of contexts across four rural Black churches. The various contexts included Sunday service, Bible study, fellowship hour, men's meetings, NAAC chapter meetings, Sunday school, and intercessory prayer. For those of you who may not know what intercessory prayer is individual prayer and or devotional prayer led by a congregation, led by a congregational leader. In particular, it's requests for or intercession on specific topics or specific issues for a person or a member of their family. One of the unique and innovative things about the Brothers Keepers Project is that all observers were trained using the same materials, including peer-reviewed articles on participant observations, to give them an understanding of how the observations are completed, as well as how findings may be presented. A diverse team of observers were assembled. Varied backgrounds of the observers included one observer with a history and tradition of attending African-American churches throughout their life. We also had a female observer, a Muslim observer, and an observer who was a pastor, and one non-Christian Asian American. With such varied backgrounds, we were able to process the context from a variety of different perspectives. We also followed a strict protocol where observations were recorded by hand and processed no less than a couple of hours after the observation was completed. As far as the analysis, we had three readers for each observation and created a master codebook to guide the qualitative analysis. From there, we used the larger research team consisting of the co-authors of today's presentation, to consolidate the codes into a more concise list of thematic groupings. Two questions were used to guide each participant observation that was completed. This helped to organize the observations and to guide the observer to note cultural aspects that were relevant to the study objectives. The first question, do variations in contemporary Black church culture exist across denominations and cultural tools of scripture, sermon, song, and prayer, and in the level of engagement in community service activities? Secondly, if patterns of variation in Black culture are found, which elements of the cultural tools within contemporary Black churches are most germane to supporting men's health-seeking behaviors? This is an example of one of our field notes. Each member of the research team conducted participant observations, was asked to structure their participant observations by providing a direct observation and a corresponding reflection. Each field note was further structured by posing research questions to address the aims of the Brothers Keeper study. From this example, the researcher is seeking to better understand the similarities and differences of Black church culture across denominations using the cultural tools. The observation is deepened by examining how these cultural tools across different denominations lend themselves to engaging men in health promotion behaviors. And just a note, all reflections are represented here in bold print.
So our coding schema is one of the most unique aspects of the protocol. The first step of it consisted of three readings. I, along with two others, would take the lead on reading each individual field note, and then that would be passed on to the second person, and then a third and final read by the third member. This not only gave us ample opportunity to identify any relevant themes, it also allowed us to eliminate any type of duplicates and also merge any codes that might be synonymous or that, you know, to discuss any type of unclarity that might be around any of the codes. So this definitely significantly boosted sort of the reliability and validity of the process and of our findings. After that was done, then the larger research team, the co-authors who we introduced at the beginning of the presentation, went through the quotes and codes and consolidated based on themes. So, for example, some of our themes included heritage, lessons, and prayers. And each member of the research team then provided a definition of those themes. What we learned at the end of the process was when engaging a population such as African American men, it was important to begin in a non-intrusive manner. What was so helpful about participant observations was that it allowed us to engage the community on their turf and also position them as the expert. So participant observations were an effective way for us to identify cultural nuances within an already very well documented setting, such as the Black church. In the next presentation, I, along with Shola Dada, will share with you some of our findings from the participant observation analysis.